StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. Each Monday on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're presenting a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition about how the concept of race has affected their lives. Last week, we heard from two sisters whose schoolmates were unable to identify them racially. But what's it like for children in biracial families who may differ in appearance from their own parents and siblings? That's a question Rebecca Thomas-Geary has for her daughter.
Sabine, I'm really glad to have a chance to talk to you today. I thought about something that happened that I never told you about the time you were a year and a half in swim class. You had a teacher who didn't really know me, didn't know you, and she asked if you were adopted. I guess she thought because you have blonde hair and blue eyes that she just didn't think that you were my daughter. Like people had asked me growing up, are those your parents? Because I didn't look like my parents.
Were you mad when people asked you that?
When they asked me when I was growing up?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't mad. I was so used to it. Because when I grew up in the 60s, there weren't a lot of biracial children. And so people are always trying to figure out, you know, if I spoke Spanish or based on my looks, what I was. And that kind of bothered me because what did it matter? I always wondered how you felt. And I think you told me once somebody said, am I really your mother?
Yeah, people used to ask me that a lot.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I wasn't totally mad about it because I knew that that was true for some people, that they were adopted. But I kind of got used to it, just like I think that you did.
I've always known that I was adopted since before I even knew what it meant. And I didn't know anything about my birth mother except that she was originally from Germany. I think I was only curious if I ever walked down the street if I would recognize my birth mother.
Do you think that she'd look like you?
I wondered that. I thought she may. And then I met her.
You seem so much different than Heidi. Like,
how do you see me different than Heidi?
Well, you guys look different. Like, I know that she came from Germany, but if she did, that wouldn't you look like her also?
Well, do you look like me?
No. Maybe
do you look
I get
like
it
your
from
dad?
No, not really.
Not really.
I think I must take it from Heidi then.
It could, or from her family.
Because I don't look like you.
Yeah.
Like anything.
I remember when I grew up, there were times when I was really confused about who I was. Because being biracial and knowing that my birth mother was German-American and both my parents were black, I kind of wondered sometimes where I fit in. Do you ever feel like that with your friends at school?
I sometimes wonder what I am. Like, I'm either white or African-American. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The question doesn't really come up a lot, so I don't really think about it a lot.
So kids don't really talk about, you know, the fact that I'm your mother and what does that make you?
No, we don't really talk about that.
Yeah.
Rebecca Thomas-Geary and her daughter Sabina at the Museum of Science in Boston. Next Monday, our series continues with a biologist whose work shows not only the limits of racial variations, but also a reason for them. For more, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.